With young minds captivated by the virtual world of social media, it's becoming increasingly difficult for parents to find those small, invaluable moments to foster, reinforce, and communicate good and healthy behaviors to their children. So how do we make the time to parent? And what should we, as a community, be talking about? You're listening to Talking with a Whisper, a podcast brought to you by Hamilton Center, Inc. My name is Lynn Hughes, and I'll be your host. Thank you for listening. The goal of this podcast is to bring awareness to the myths and misconceptions surrounding mental illness. We will cover common topics in the mental health field and inform our listeners about what Hamilton Center is doing to serve our community's mental health needs. Well, we're pleased to have with us again Melvin Alberts, the CEO of Hamilton Center. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the youth in our community. Obviously, the youth are really important to, you know, the current state of our community, the future of our community. And we've had several conversations about, you know, the way we were raised and how that's impacted us as adults. So tell me a little bit about why youth outreach is so important to you and Hamilton Center.
I would like to say hello to the Talking with the Whisper fans, audience. You know, I've been thinking for a couple of days now about the youth in our community, and I have witnessed some things in the last couple of weeks as it relates to our youth in the community. One, I've been seeing individuals experience with drugs and very critical drugs at that. I've been seeing individuals involved in robbery and been seeing the youth involved in fights and disrespect to adults. So I feel that our youth, our community, is verging on an epidemic of bad behavior. The question is, why is the bad behavior? That's the question. And you have to look at then inwardly. We have to look at the environment in which individuals are being raised. We have to look at the environment in which our community creates. We have to look at the environment as the individuals are spending time in different local spots. So that brings me to my feeling that I have to get involved with the youth in our community.
So what kind of things are you doing, or what kind of things would you encourage people to do to help improve these things for kids?
One of the most important things that we have to do as adults, and that is listen and accept the responsibility of the behavior of the children, not only your own children, but the children in the community. We have to make sure that when we are involved and around children, the youth, we must make sure that those individuals are held accountable for their action, be it verbally or be it physically.
You know, it's a different world that we live in now. You know, back in the day when we were growing up, you know, it was kind of a community effort, you know, and you know, when I got in trouble down the street, even if my parents didn't see it, I was still in trouble with the families down the street. And then my parents heard about it. It's a different time now. And, you know, we talk about this talking with a whisper, and people are a little bit afraid to speak up and say things to kids or say things to, you know, people in the community that that may not be part of their own family. So what would you say to people about that, and how would you help them gain that courage to speak up?
You know, when you say that about the past, and when you're growing up in the past about how your mother and your parents discipline you, and how other individuals may be in the community inform your parents of your behavior. I mean, there was a saying, the saying exists years and years and years ago, and it became somewhat restated by Hillary Clinton when she was speaking publicly about it takes a village. And then it was repeated by Michelle Obama in her new book. So it takes a village. I think that I know that some adults would be frightened. listening and seeing what the youth of the day is doing in the community, and they may feel hesitant or maybe not at all approach them to redirect them. I say, even though that it may be dangerous, I think that we have an obligation to say something. If not to the children, to someone who has a responsibility for those particular children. Because if we do not say anything and take some action in some form or some shape, then the behavior grows in a negative way. And then it will get out of control. And then someone may get hurt. So we have, as adults, we have a responsibility to care, to love, and to reach out. Because sometimes that's all it takes. A child really is wanting attention. And sometimes they get attention in places that they shouldn't be because they're not getting the right attention, whether it's at home or whether it's in our community. So I think it's important that we reach out, we have the courage to say something directly or say something indirectly as we witness the behavior.
So one of the things that, you know, I think a lot about is that listening isn't just listening to what people say. It's looking, watching, you know, observing, and having some of that gut instinct that tells you that things aren't right. Because sometimes people won't tell you the whole truth. And I know with kids, a lot of times that's true. They're going to tell you everything's fine. They're going to tell you they're staying out of trouble. So what kind of things can parents and community members do, or, you know, what kind of things should they look for when they see kids that they think might be in some trouble, or, you know, might be getting into some trouble, but aren't really speaking the whole truth about what's going on in their lives?
I think it's difficult. It is a difficult thing to try to discern the behavior and to discern the language coming from the youth at different times. But as I sit here and I think about some things that has happened in my life, and I sat here and think about your last employment, that you were the director of the Children's Museum, and you seen children all the time, whether they come from poor families or whether they come from family who are well off. The race of the child didn't matter. That was an environment where they felt comfortable. You created that environment for them at the Children's Museum. And I think that what is Hamilton Center is trying to do is create another environment. So there's options for the child. And we are in the process of developing a Hamilton Center Youth Center, where children can go and where parents can get advice on how to deal with those individuals, youth, who are having difficulty and struggling through this life as it exists.
I think what you said there, you know, about giving kids an environment where they feel comfortable is really critical for people to remember. You know, there's kids are at different places in their lives. They're at different places in their development, and they all need a space where they feel like they can speak their truth and they can be heard and get the help that they need in the way that is going to be most fitting for their situation. So I think those are great words of advice there.
Yeah, I think when I sit sometimes at home down in my basement watching the news, or particularly either sports, but I'm watching all different types of news, and I'm listening to different countries talk about the youth in their country and how the youth are having trouble existing. And then I hear about a country where the kids are behaving in a way that you want them to behave to grow up to be good citizens of the world. And so what we're trying to do is capture those kinds of environment and put them in a bottle and take it to places like Hamilton Center, Youth Center, that is being developed now, and the Children's Museum, or the Terre Haute Boys and Girls Club. And there's other organizations out there that deals with youth. And I think that the road to travel is not, it is challenging, but it's not difficult to get through. And we have to be willing as adults to take that travel down those difficult roads so we can have an environment for the youth in our community.
You know, one of the things that, you know, I've been involved in a number of different organizations in the community. And I think, you know, a lot of times we kind of come to a place where it's easiest just to write a check or to, you know, put some money towards something and feel that our work is done. And while that's great, every organization needs financial support. I feel like we're kind of at a time now where we need people to get involved. We need people to be hands-on and really engage with kids and with each other. You know, one of the things that you talk about here at Hamilton Center is having those face-to-face conversations. And that's been very important for the staff here and the consumers to really have that human connection. You know, we live with a social media world where people are just texting and messaging each other. And we don't have that human contact anymore. How important is that for people to get engaged with the kids in the community and really have conversations with them?
I think that is an excellent point in terms of what has to be, at least we have to take a stronger role at understanding communication is the key. We have to open up avenues and open up doors and windows to the communication process so the kids can understand that it is okay if they made a mistake, as long as we inform them, here's what you need to do to correct that mistake. And as long as it is something that is going to give them hope for the future. And so direct face-to-face communication is vitally important to provide a platform of discussion for the youth in our community. And let me say this. It doesn't matter, in my judgment, where the adult is coming from, whether the adult is coming from the scale of a wealthy person, whether that person comes from where there is some physical disability, whether the person is coming from prison and gotten themselves back on the right road. The thing is, we have too many barriers on who should talk to the children of our community. Of course, we know the parents should. We realize that. But whether it's a teacher, whether it's a coach, whether it's a minister, or whether it's someone who spent time in prison but have found their way, those individuals and many other have resources of knowledge that may be the piece of resource that turns that child around.
You're so right. I mean, you know, we make these judgments in our heads about who we're going to connect with. I mean, and you and I have had a connection from the beginning, you know, and who would have thought, you know, we come from different backgrounds, different, you know, different places in the state. And, you know, I think, you know, we as adults sometimes have those things in our head that, oh, I'm not going to connect with that kid because I don't know the life that they lived. And like you've said in the past, I really just want someone to reach out and care for them and to show them that they're valued and appreciated. So what kind of words would you give to the adults just as opening conversations? How would you start that conversation for them?
I think sometimes all it just need is to be yourself. Sit down like you're in your living room or at your kitchen table or setting up in your bedroom, just talking. That's all is needed. It's not complicated. Just sit down and have a conversation like you're having it every day when you communicate with your family or with your close friends. Because when you take that approach, that would be felt by that child, and they would know to relax and to be comfortable within the environment with you. So it's not complicated. You don't have to go to college to get a rocket science degree. You don't have to go to the temple or the mosque or the church to get the information, because God puts it in all of our heart, and all we have to do is reach deep in our heart, and you will find the way. No other distractions, and you will find a way. Now, those other areas I just talked about that you didn't have to go, I mean, there may be some times where you may want to do that. But getting started, I would say my money is on the heart. Go there first.
That's great advice. Do you have any last words for our listeners?
I say, you know, I've been in this community for a long time. And I've seen things from our government, from my business community, from our social community, from different cultures, different races. I've seen it. And when those individuals, those entities want to do something and come together, I've seen them do it right. So all I'm asking for individuals, entities, organization, businesses, government, let's not forget the children. Let's not forget the youth of our community. Let's come together and put together an environment where they feel like they belong. Hamilton Center would be the first one to take this pledge. We're going to be in front of the whisper. And this one, you can bet your bottom dollar, we're not giving up on. Have a good day.
This has been the Talking with a Whisper podcast. Hamilton Center exists to provide quality behavioral health care, wellness, and human development services to our community. Together, we can end the stigma surrounding mental illness.